Okay, Rabbi Hussai, we're learning Kuf Tzadi Vav, and we're focusing on the dinim of Hefsek Tahara. What I'd like to talk with you today is about the Zman. What's the proper time to do a Hefsek Tahara? Now, the Rush, interestingly, has... You know what, let's start from a Mishnah. We'll start, before we get to the Rush, let's start from a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Nida on Samaches, the Mishnah presents different shitas and tanoim about when Hefsek Tahara should be done. But the funny thing about the Mishnah is the Mishnah is talking about a woman who's bleeding for, let's say, 7 days, which does not exist so often in our world. Nonetheless, that's what the Mishnah says. So the Tanakam and the Mishnah speaks about neither Shabotka Atma Yom Shvi Ishakras Umatsa Tahora, Ubain Hashmasha Slohifrisha, Ula Aha Yom Botka Umatsa Tameya, Harehi Bechezka as Tahora. Right, basically, the Tanakama in the Mishnah says that you need Bedika Bain Hashmashos the first 6 days, but on day 7, if you did a bedika in the morning, that would suffice. That's the way Rashi learns the Mishnah. So the Tanakam in the Mishnah says that bedikas shvi'i is the only day that a bedika helps. Is the only day a bedika helps in the morning. Reb Yehuda comes, and Reb Yehuda says that bedika always has to be min ha-mincha ulamayla. Rabbi Yehuda omer koshal hefrisha b'tahara min ha-mincha ulamayla harezu b'cheskes temeya. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, bedikas shachris can never count as a hefsek tahara, no? The third shita in the Mishnah, as understood by Rashi, is the chachomim. That the chachomim say, afilo b'shnayim l'nidasa, batka umatza tahura, ubein hashmasha slohifrisha, ula achas man batka umatza temeya, hareizu b'chezgas tahira. The chachomim in the Mishnah say, that even on day 2, bedika shachris helps. So nachamal. According to Rashi, there are 3 shitos in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, that on day 7, and 7 alone, bedika shachris helps. Rabbi Yehuda says bedika shachris never helps. The bedika has to always be min ha-mincha l'mayla. And shita number 3 is the Rabbanon Basroi in the Mishnah, the Chachamim Omrim. And the Chachamim say even on day 2, bedikas shachris helps. But implying that on day 1, bedika shachris will not help. That is the Mishnah as understood by Rashi. Now, therefore, according to Rashi, what emerges is that we actually have a 4th shita that is kind of tucked in. And that 4th shita is a suffix that the Gemara has, right? The Gemara has a suffix about bedikas yoim rishayin b'shachris, whether it will help. Look at Samaches Amid Beis, no? Gemara and Samaches Amid Beis says Azoy. Amar Rebbe, Reb Yehuda Hanasi, Sha'alti yes Reb Yosef Reb Shimon Kishahayu Mahalchem Baderech, Nida Shabbatka Atzma Yom Zayin Shachris Umatza Tahura, Hubein Hashmash Eslo Hefrisha, Ula Acha Yom Batka Umatza Tmei Amahu. Amar Lo, Harezu Becheskas Tahara. But he says, what about a woman who does a bedikas shachris on Yom Zion? And, right, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi asked Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, and they responded that on Yom Zion the bedika helps. Shishi, Chamishi, Revi'i, Shlishi, Sheni Mai. Right? Then I asked, what about day 6? What about day 5? What about day 4? What about day 3? What about day 2? And they said, Amruli, Laishna. No difference, meaning that even on day 2, bedika shachris will help, right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi asked Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Barishon lo sha'alti, v'ta'isi shelo sha'alti. I never asked, what about Bedikas Shachris B'Yom Rishon? V'ta'isi shelo sha'alti. I should have asked. It was a mistake not to ask. So, the Gemara has really two mahalchim, two possibilities as to min hasvara, should Bedikas Rishon help B'Shachris? On the one hand, you could say, what's the difference between day two and day one? On the other hand, you could say, well, day one is Mayana Pasuach, and therefore Bedikas Shachris might not help. Ta'isi Shalosh Alti. So that means that according to Rashi, when I go through the Sugya, there's really four possibilities as to when a Bedika of Hefsek Tahara could help. There is a svara that even B'Yom Rishon, Bedikas Shachris could help. No? That's the Gemara as understood by Rashi. So far, so good? Tosis Harosh jumps up and down, spits what it knows. Tosis Harosh says, by the way, I have no idea where that expression comes from. It's just a thing. So Tosis Harosh says that Rashi learns that there are three shitas in the Mishnah, and therefore, there's a fourth shita in the Gemara. Zakta Taisus HaRosh, that's not correct. But rather, the Mishnah only has two shitas. The Tanakama is not saying that Dafka B'Shvi'i will a Bedikas Shachris help. The Tanakama would agree that there's no difference between Shvi'i and all the other days. And therefore, the Mishnah only has a machlokes between Reb Yehuda and all the others, that Reb Yehuda says Bedikas Shachris never helps, and all the others say Bedikas Shachris does help. Good? So that's the Mishnah as understood by Rashi and as understood by the Taisus HaRosh. Beautiful. Now, if I want to get into the Sugya, so I open the Shulchan Aruch, of course, because we're giving Shiran Shulchan Aruch officially. And the Mechaber writes a lashon that Bedika Zutia Samach Lebein Hashmashos. No? The Mechaber says that the Bedika has to be late in the afternoon, implying Bedika Shachris won't help. And the Mechaber is coming from a rush. Now this rush you're not going to find in the normal rushes. This rush is found in the Kitzer Piskei HaRush after the rush, no? The Rush basically, after he wrote the Rush on the entire Masechta, has two paragraphs. And he writes, Heilocha hilchos nida bekitzer mashatzrichos benos yisrael yizahir bizman hazeh. This is an abbreviated version of hilchos nida that benos yisrael have to know bizman hazeh. It's almost like these are the kala classes that the Rush, these are the makoros or kala classes, ruchasim classes, right? This is what we got to know. So in the middle of the Hilchas Nida Bekitzer, the Rush, it's right by Ois Dalid in the Madana Yontif. The Rush writes, Bedika Zutia Bein Hashmashos B'yom Shetifsot Bo Miler Os. The Bedika should be Bein Hashmashos. So the Beis Yosef jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. The Beis Yosef says, what the heck? Why should the Bedika be Bein Hashmashos? That sounds like the Shita of Reb Yehuda, no? And if I have a dispute between Reb Yehuda and the other Tanoim, who should I paskin like? Presumably the other Tanoim, no? The Tanakama. Right? The Chachamim. Yochid Rabbah Malachi Karabim. How come the Rush is paskining like Reb Yehuda? Why doesn't the Rush paskin like the other Tanoim? That's the Beis Yosef's Taina on the Rush. The Beis Yosef still quotes the Rush LaHalacha because the Beis Yosef defends it, but he has two different ways of defending it, and we will give a few others. One second, I might just have to take this call. We have two other ways. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, in the first stick on Kuf Tzadi Vav, by the way, in the Beis Yosef, just says that Hefsek Tahara day is day zero of Nida. day one is going to be the first day after Hefsek Tahara day. The biggest possible mistake you can make on Hilchos Nida is if you count Hefsek Tahara day as day one. And there were people who did that. They were called Kutim, Kuthites, right? And there's a whole perek in the Masechta called Perek Benos Kusim, which says that Benos Kusim are Nidos Me Arusol Sehen, because they count Hefsek Tahara day as day one, and we know Hefsek Tahara day is day seven. That's the first shtick on the Beis Yosef. Right? There are two shtiklach in Se'if Aleph. In the Beis Yosef, it's the second shtick of Se'if Aleph, where the Beis Yosef is mefalfel in this rush. And the Beis Yosef writes, he asks the Kasha, doesn't the rush sound like Reb Yehuda? L'chein nireli, da harush lo kasav kein l'psak halacha, that what the Rush really means is that l'chatchila you should do the bedika somak l'bein hashmashes. Even if you say that a bedika siyam mishain is going to help, that's a bidiyavet. L'chatchila, do the bidika, samach l'bein hashmashes. That's what the Rush is saying. Okay, right? Not that exciting. By the way, it would be a shtickle reasonable that it's l'chatchila, because if the Rush is giving kitzer hilchos nida for the kalas, as it were, so you're telling the kalas what should you do, right? What do you do in order to make sure you get everything right? Hefsek Tahara, Samach Labein Hashmashes, Gevaldik. Then the Rush goes on. And the Rush Tainas, no. Ve'efsher, Disvirele Kachachomim Basroi, Disabar Davka Kishapaska B'yayim Shavi'i, or Ve'efsher Disvirele Kachomim Basroi, Okatan Kama. Zak the Beis Yosef, I have a second mahalach. The second mahalach is maybe, right, we'll say it like the mahalach is going to the Tanakhama. So Beis Yosef is saying maybe the Rush is going like the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama says every day a bedikas, every day a bedika has to be samach l'bein hashmashes. On bedikas yom shvi'i alone will be mekel that bedikas shachris helps. So the Rush is saying, you know what? Always do bedikas samach l'bein hashmashes. Because if I'm gonna allow you to do bedikas in the morning, sometimes you might end up messing up royally, no? Because on day, according to the Tanakhama, day 65432, right, Bedika has to be Samach L'Bein Hashmashes, and Bedika Shachris won't help. So the Rush is saying that, you know what we're going to do? We're going to say that since there are times that Bedika's Shachris does not help, always do Bedika's Samach L'Bein Hashmashes. Now, if you think about this Rush, the way it's understood by the Beis Yosef, there's like kind of an amazing thing. The Rush is saying that the Beis Yosef holds that you do bedikos samach l'bein hashmashos. The reason why I do bedikos samach l'bein hashmashos is because there are times that bedikos shachris won't help, no? Like according to the Tanakhama, day 654321. According to the Chachamim Basroi, it's not going to help on day, right? Every day besides. The only time Bedika Shachris helps much Rabban Basroi is days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but day 1 it won't help, right? That means that the way the Beis Yosef is presenting the Rush is that he's presenting the Rush according to Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara, but not according to the Rush's Mahalach in the Gemara. No? The Rush said that there's no Machlokas Tanakhama and Rabbanon Basroi. And the Rush
Midrash basically says that all the Tanaim are going to help, are going to hold, that B'dichas Shachris always helps. Okay, great. But the Beis Yosef can't be saying that, because if B'dichas Shachris always helps, so then... B'dichas Shachris always helps, so then how can you tell me that the Rush is saying, do B'dichas Bein HaShemashes, because if you do a Shachris, it might not help. According to the Rush, there's no time that the Tanakama / Rabbanan Basroi say B'dichas Shachris won't help. It doesn't exist in the Mishnah. Right? The Rush is saying that there is no Shita in the Mishnah that B'dichas Shachris will not help besides Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So now, Nachzo al Harishonos. It's a little difficult that the Beis Yosef is learning a Rush, like Rashi, when Rashi is explicitly disagreeing with the Rush in the Mishnah. So, I saw this kasha somewhere, I don't remember where, but it seems to me that it's not much of a kasha if we understand a little bit about the history of halacha. What is the Tosas HaRush? You guys should know my way of thinking already. What is the Tosas HaRush? Who wrote it? When and where was it written? Did the Rush write the Tosas HaRush? I'll ask the kasha this way. No, the Rush didn't write the Tosas HaRush. Who wrote the Tosas HaRush? What? Rabbeinu, not sure. By the way, Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz is also not written by Rabbeinu Peretz. What? Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz is written by Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz based on what he's taught. But Tosas HaRush is what? Tosas HaRush is the copy of Tosfos that the Rush had and brought with him from France when he went to Spain. No? Meaning, the Rush did not write Tosfos HaRush. The Rush just had a book called Tosfos. When he gets to Spain, he uses that book, and it's the Tosfos HaRush that introduced the Balei HaTosfos to Chachmei Sfarad, and that's why most often when the Ramban and the Rashba will refer to Tosfos, they're talking about Tosfos HaRush, no? But the Rush didn't write it. And because the Rush didn't write it, it's not such a problem to ask. Right, it's not such a problem to say that, how can the Rush be going according to Rashi, not according to Tosfos HaRush? The answer is the Rush ain't bound by Tosfos HaRush. No? Yes, sir?
We do find that Rush and Tosfos HaRush, they seem to agree a lot.
Often they do.
Why?
Because the Rush is paskin in halacha based on what he had as Tosfos. Right, remember, I paskin halacha based on the way I learned the Gemara. So the Rush is learning the Gemara with the Tosfos. So paskin the halacha like the Tosfos. But that doesn't mean he's the author of those Tosfos. Right? What that means, isn't this pretty obvious, Mr. Press?
Yeah.
Okay. Not such a chiddush. I don't think this is such a chiddush. But l'cha'ora, this is correct. Oh. Now, it seems, however, that there are two other ways of learning this Rush. The Rush might say, here, look at the Goyim. Ubedika zutia samach lebein hashmashes. Then the Ramah writes, that's the din lechatchila, but b'dieved, b'dika shachris helps, no? Does the Mechaber agree with the Ramah? Or do the Ramah and the Mechaber disagree here? I could learn that the Mechaber is saying, Le'ikuva, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the B'dik has to be Bein Hashmashas. That's the first Mahalach in the Beis Yosef, which the Beis Yosef rejects, no? The Gain, however, writes, La'achmir l'chatchila k'Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the Goyin and Os Dalet is saying that the Ramah is not disagreeing with the Mechaber. The Ramah is explaining the Mechaber. Mechaber, you say the B'dika should be Bein HaShemashes. One second. Hello?
Oh, hi, how are you? Can I call you back a little bit later? In other words, the Rush, the Mechaber, who's quoting the Rush, says the Bedikah should be Bein Hashmash. I'm just expecting, and my father is like having some sort of procedure this morning, so I'm expecting a phone call just to find out when I should go down to the hospital. That's what I'm giving her my shear. So that's why I'm taking phone calls. Yeah. And I don't recognize the numbers sometimes because they don't let you use cell phones in the hospital. So my sister's going to be calling me from some other phone. So I'm not sure. I don't know. That's what's going on. So again, so the Mechaber quotes that the Bedikah should be Bein Hashmashos. So we understood that the Mechaber is arguing on the Ramah. And the Ramah says, no, but the Bedikah done in the morning helps. Zuck the guy, and there's no Mechaber. Zuck the guy in the Mechaber says the Bedikah should be Samach Lebein Hashmashos. So the Ramah agrees the Bedikah should be Samach Lebein Hashmashos. Lechatchila. Lechatchila, no? But b'di'avad, if the Bedikah is done early, that's okay. And Zuck the guy, there's no Machlokes. Okay, not bad, right? It's another Mahalach. By the way, this is not the same as Perish 1 of the Beis Yosef. Because Perish 1 of the Beis Yosef is saying that the Mechaber paskins like Reb Yehuda, no? On some level. And it could be that the Rama would be disagreeing. This pshat is saying, no, it's a din l'chatzchila. Again, you have to read Perish on the Beis Yosef carefully. I'm not 100% sure if what I said in that last sentence is correct, but yesh la'agim. There's a Perish number 3, though, that I'd like to give. Again, Perish number 1 is that the Mechaber is paskening like the other Tanoim in the Mishnah, and Bedikah Shachris will not help. Perish 2 is the Goyin. The Goyin is saying that Mechaber and Amar are agreeing, and therefore, Bedikah Shachris will help. Perish 3 is something that I saw in my dear beloved friend. We call him Megillas Sefer. It's in Simen Chaf Hei Os Vav of the Megillah Sefer, if you're interested. Look in the Lashon HaRosh. Lashon HaRosh that we read. B'dika zutia bein hashmashes b'yom shetifsok bo miler os. Ken Min Zagen, we can say that what the Rosh is really saying is that on the day when she stops bleeding, on that day the B'dika has to be Bein Hashmashos. But let's say I'm doing a hefsek today, but I stopped bleeding yesterday, then the Rosh is saying you do not need a Bedikah Bein Hashmashos. You see, in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Beis, and it's alluded to in Se'if Aleph also, we paskin that if a woman has a one-day flow and one-day flow only, now this is a rare occurrence. It's very rare that women will have a one-day flow. Mamish, unlikely, but it could happen. If that happens, so then the din is that likikuva, the hefsek tahara has to be done, samach lebein hashmashos. That's how we paskin. But the Bali HaTosfos understand, and it's a Tosfos on samach lebein hashmashos, the Bali HaTosfos understand that it doesn't mean if I have a re'iyah one day and one day only, I need a bedikah samach lebein hashmashos. But it means that if I was bleeding today, then the bedikah has to be samach lebein hashmashos or yikuva. This is probably totally on a point that we mentioned the last time we learned. There's a din of nifsak ma'ayana, and hefsek tahara comes to say that your mayan is no longer pasul. Now we raise the question, but one second, shouldn't I say that my mayon is not pasuach because I don't have hargasha, right? So we suggested that maybe hargasha is necessary only one time at the beginning of the flow, and everything that continues will be based on that same hargasha. Remember the suggestion? I don't need a hargasha on day 2, 3, and 4 of the flow, because the hargasha on day 1 suffices. It's a suggestion. However, right, that suggestion we pointed out is probably based on the Beis Yosef's understanding that hargasha means niftach makora. But if Hargosha means, let's say, a Rambamdika Hargosha, Hargosha means that this does a gufa the Eva Reha, so then it's entirely possible that you need a Hargosha every single day of the Rediyah. And it's entirely possible that min ha-taira, I don't need a hefsek tahara, because as long as I don't have a hargosha, maybe that would suffice, right? I think this is the way we presented it in our youth, which is like 2 days ago, whatever it was. Now, the Mishonim who assume that if I have a one-day flow and one-day flow only, that's the time that I know it's mamish niftach mayona. And then if it was niftach mayona today, I need a bedika some of bein hashmashes. What those Rishonim are saying is, you know what? Unless it's a one-day flow, unless it's the first day of the flow, you don't have a real raya that it's niftach mayona. But the other Rishonim, who say, the Balei HaTosfos and Samech Hesamid Beis, who say that as long as I'm bleeding today, I need a bedikah some of bein hashmashes. They're assuming that kol zman I'm bleeding, that's a raya that it's niftach mayona. And whenever it's niftach mayona, so I have to do bedikah some of bein hashmashes. And therefore, bedikah of day 5, also, if I was bleeding day 5 in the morning, I need a hefsek tahara, samach lebein hashmashes. If you read the Rush carefully, says the Megillah Sefer, the Rush is writing, bedikah zutia bein hashmashes, biyom shetifsok bo milir os. On the day that she stops bleeding, then you need a bedikah bein hashmashes. It could be that what the Rush is saying, which would make a little sense according to history of halacha people, Rashi is just saying the Taisus on Samech Hesamid Beis. If I was bleeding today, then I need a bedika samuch lebein hashmashes, or bein hashmashes, as the Rush writes it. No, I need a bedika bein hashmashes if I was bleeding today, and therefore that's all the Rush is saying. In other words, the Rush is not giving us a gevaldik a chiddush that maybe he passes like Reb Yehuda. Or maybe, he's not saying that. The Rush is just saying, if you're bleeding today, you need a bedikah samach lebein hashmashes. A bedikah shachris won't help, because what Taisa says. By the way, this could come up very often, no? Women sometimes have a period that lasts 4 days, and into day 5 they're bleeding a little bit. But they know it's like trickling down. So day 5 in the morning, she begins to say, you know what, it's going to be over. Right? She wakes up at 6, she feels it's almost over. Can she do a hefsek tahara at 8 o'clock in the morning before she goes to work because she's a banker and she doesn't have to be in the office until 10 or something? Can she do a bedika then as a hefsek tahara? Because you won't be able to do the bedika later in the day in the office. It's not as easy, like we spoke about, right? So what are you going to do? According to the Balei HaTosfos, you cannot do a bedika at 8 o'clock in the morning. Bedika shachris won't help. Since you were bleeding today, you have to do a bedika samach lebein hashmashes. And the Chavis Das in Sivkotin Aleph paskins like that Taisus and Samaches against the Rashba, against Shulchan Aruch, basically. Shulchan Aruch says, a one-day flow, and one-day flow only, is the only time you need a bedika samach lebein hashmashes. But Chavis Das, based on the Taisus, says, no. Chavis Das, based on the Taisus, says, no. That's not true. So now what emerges is as follows. If the Balei HaTosfos are saying that, so perhaps this is what the Rush means also. Moshe Sternbuch writes that women should never do a bedikah shachris on the same day that they had a flow, in deference to this approach of the Chavis Das. Most poskim feel that we follow the Shulchan Aruch, we don't follow the Chavis Das, we don't follow the Taisus. It would be interesting, though, that if the Megillah Sefer is right, so that would add a lot of ammunition to the Chavis Das camp. Okay. Now, two other points to make. The Lashon HaRosh in the Kitzer Piskei Nido, whatever it's called, the Lashon HaRosh is that the Bedika should be Bein Hashmashos. Okay, gentlemen, is that correct? do we do a bedika bein hashmashos? What's the idea of hefsek tahara? Hefsek tahara comes to say that I know for sure, let's say the woman was bleeding Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? And Thursday late in the afternoon she'll do a bedika. The idea of hefsek tahara is to show that you stopped bleeding on Thursday so that Friday could be day one, correct? That's the longest of hefsek tahara. Remember, we are not Kuthites. So therefore, when I do my hefsek tahara on Thursday, Thursday's day zero, Friday is day one. Wonderful, gevaldik. L'cho'era, the job of the hefsek tahara is to show that the mayon, which used to be pasuach, is now sasam. Right? Beautiful. Great. Makes perfect sense. Now, if I would do that bedika during Bein Hashmashas, so Bein Hashmashas is a suffix Thursday, suffix Friday. No? So l'cho'era, my hefsek tahara can't be done during Bein Hashmashas between Thursday and Friday, because it's entirely possible that Bein Hashmashas between Thursday and Friday is already Friday. If it's already Friday, so then I don't know that Friday is a clean day, because I was waiting a teeny bit on Friday, right? So the Lashon HaRosh, that the bedika should be Bein Hashmashas, is highly problematic. And comes along Maran HaBet Yosef, Umaran Kotev Lanu, Mamash, Shekavanat HaRash is that the bedika is before Bein Hashmashas. Bein Hashmashas is LD, Lav Dafka. It means before Bein Hashmashas. As I state in Beis Yosef. Great, wonderful. What happens, however, if you do a bedika after Shkia, when it's already Bein Hashmashas? Would it help? The Pashtus is, in classical poskim, meaning Shulchan Aruch, based on the Bet Yosef, classical poskim is that if I do a bedika after Bein Hashmashos began, read after Shkia, because we are going to assume lahalacha that we paskin like the Ga'onim with respect to Zmanei Hayom. And this is clear, as the Alter Rebbe points out in the Siddur, even though the Mechaber and Oyer Mechayim Reish Samach Aleph paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam with respect to Zmanei Hayom, but the Mechaber and Yeridei Reish Samach Dalet in the Simin of Bris Mila, the Mechaber changed his mind. No, you know this from the Alter Rebbe Siddur. The Alter Rebbe in Siddur paskins straight like the Goyim. By the way, there are many things that the Goyim, as in Elijah Kramer of Vilna and Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, agreed upon, including Zmanei Hayom. Zmanei Hayom is a big one, no? The way we have the Zmanei Hayom, just our regular atas, is that Shkia, as in sunset, which today is what, 5:24? No? Shkia is the moment that Thursday merges into Bein Hashmashas. And then there's a certain twilight right after Shkia called Bein Hashmashas. And let's say 13 and a half minutes, or let's say 22 minutes, something a few minutes after that is when it merges and it becomes Laila. No? So Bein Hashmashas begins right after Shkia. If I'm a Rabbeinu Tam Jew, Bein Hashmashas does not begin right after Shkia. Bein Hashmashas begins by this invisible thing called Shkia Shniya, which is going to be like some 57 minutes after what we see as Shkia, no? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayom at 5:40 today, even though it's pretty dark outside. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayom, which is why the Goyin asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, the Hachush Machush, no? That, just like reality, hello, reality check, right? That's like what they, it's like a thing that you give someone a reality check. Right? That's the Goyin's Kasha on the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Kitzur HaMa'aseh, the we pass it like the Ga'inim. We assume that Bein Hashmashas begins right after Shkia. If Bein Hashmashas begins right after Shkia, so that means that a second after Shkia, 5:24.01, is already a Suffolk Friday, no? If it's already a Suffolk Friday, so l'cha'ora, I can't do a Hefsek Tahara then, because the Yisrael of Hefsek Tahara is that I have to know that Friday is 100% clean day. That's why I'm doing Hefsek Tahara at the end of Thursday. So if I do my Hefsek Tahara a second after Shkia, Pashtus is, it does not work, ki hu ze. That's the psak of Pashtus Maran Hamhaber. This is the psak of every Rosh Yeshiva in YU, with the exception of Rabbi Simon and sometimes me. Rabbi Willig will say, if you do a Hefsek Tahara, a second after Bein Hashmashes, nope. That's what Rabbi Willig would say. With the stroke of the beard, and the voice that goes up, nope. Hey, because it doesn't help, he would say. However, Moran Hagoyim Reb Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Daled, Simen, Samech, I believe, and Maran HaRishon Tzion, HaChacham, Uvadia Yosef, they write that, no, if you do a Hafsek Tahara after Shkia, it could help based on a Svek Sveka. You see, maybe you hold like the Rabbi Nutan, no? And maybe it's about that Yom. And in Tzolaymar, I don't hold like the Rabbi Nutan. It still bribes a suffix because it's Bein Hashmashes. And Bein Hashmashes is by definition suffix yom, suffix laila. So because this man is maybe vadayom, and maybe it is suffix yom, right? So the preponderance of evidence will be that it's okay. And the bedika that was done during Bein Hashmashes helps. And therefore, based on the Svek Sveka, Reb Moshe and Chacham Ovadia Paskin, that the Bedikah helps. However, they give some cutoff point when it will help. Reb Moshe gives a cutoff of 9 minutes. You have to go through his tshuva. I happen to find Zmanei Hayom, one of those sugyas that like spins my head. I'm very not mathematically inclined. I was a history major for a reason. Like, it's hard for me. I find Zmanei Hayom a complicated sugya. But the Hayotze Zachacham Uvadia and Reb Moshe Paskin that a Hefsek done a few minutes after Shkia within a small window will still help. Okay, now how can it be a Svek Sveka? Ay Lacha'ira, it's Shem Echad. It's in Gansum Shem Echad. The suffix is it Yom or not? No? Is it Thursday or not? How can it be a Svek Sveka? So we have other possibilities. Maybe this is a din derabbanon. Maybe we can be mitzdarif other shitos. Right? We can really play with many different possibilities over here. But lecha ora, it should be okay based on the Svek Sveka. If you want to see some Ari Makomas on this, again, the Igros Moshe is Chelok Arachayim Daled, Simin Samach Beis. Chacham Ovadia is, I don't remember where. The Or Yitzchak, that's Rav Abadi, is Mekon. In the Mishmeres HaTahara, he's Mekel for like a more complicated reason. He says the first few minutes after Shkia, the Or is for sure Meir. And therefore, we can assume that the Bedika will definitely help. He has like a whole complicated cheshbin as of as why that's so. But Hayotze, the classical poskim, if you want to see the Torah's Hashlomim over here in Sifkatan Beis, Torah's Hashlomim writes, Poshut, de'imhu laila, o suffik laila, v'lo bodka, af shadayin lo hisbalo lo hi, v'hakoho, mikom makom, in yacholo limnos mi yom hamacharas. If it's suffik laila, it doesn't help. That's the Torah's Hashlomim. But there is a mahalach, if you look in the other sefer that I like, the Mishmeres HaTahara, page Ayin Dalar, Ayin Hey, Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin, in the Mishmeres HaTahara, he's Marech, the Lechem V'Simla Paskins, it doesn't help. I personally am Mekel that a Bedikas Hefsek Tahara that was done after Shkia, within a very few minutes, can help. I do, however, believe in a certain fudge factor. Usually people, when they ask you a question, they will say, I think the bedikah was done 5 minutes after Shkia. I think it was done, right? People are not always so precise, no? And they say they think. And usually, I forgot who told this to me, but it was reasonable that the fudge factor goes in increments of around 2 minutes or 3 minutes. And people know this Reb Moshe about 9 minutes. So therefore, I'm not so inclined to be mekel if someone tells me that they did the bedikah after 6 minutes or 7 minutes after Shkia. Because 7 might be 10, and then Reb Moshe wouldn't be mekel. I'm okay relying on Reb Moshe, but I'm just worried that sometimes people might fudge with the minutes. Additionally, there's always a 2 minute difference. I spoke about this in the shiur in my shul a few weeks ago, and somebody who understands these things pointed out to me that I don't really understand it. But there's always a question about what shkia means. Does shkia mean when the sun begins to drop beneath the horizon, when the sun completely drops beneath the horizon? No? And the difference between that is a 2 minute difference. So you always have that 2 minute cheshbon. So besides my fudge factor, so I'm a little nervous. Like, once we get to, like, the range of 6-7 minutes, I'm really nervous to be mekel for these two reasons. That people might say 6 and really it's 8. And I have that other 2 minute suffix, which might be 10. So it's not pashut, in my mind, to be mekel beyond that, because I think that it might not help. Until 4 minutes, I am willing to be mekel, especially because the Mishmeres HaTahara has his cheshbin that the first 3-4 minutes right after Shkia, it's for sure Vadayom, because it's so light. He defines Yom and Laila not based on the sun dropping, but based on how light it is. You also have to check whether people's watches are accurate, no? Right now, my watch says 12:33. What time is it really? 12:31. Right? Watches are off sometimes, no? Sometimes deliberately, because if my watch would be exact time, there's no way I'd ever have a chance of being on time for davening. If my watch is fast, right, after Ken Min Zion, I could be on time for davening occasionally. There are svaris for this. Now, when we speak about, by the way, it's very important. Do your bedikas before Shkia. Get it in before Shkia. Question. Do you have to begin the Hefsek Tahara before Shkia? Or do you have to finish Hefsek Tahara before Shkia? No? So everybody knows Taisus and Avodah Zarah, Taisus and Brachah says that, you know, all Bilam had to do is begin the cursing, that woman in Rabbeinu Shalom is angry, right? And what's his name? The Kozhik Lover Goyin in his Chuvah Eretz Tzvi paskins that way, and he paskins that's the practice of the Hasidim, that they don't start their Sudas Purim until very, very much the end of the day, right? Because once they're starting for a moment, no? That, by the way, that's not preferred, halachically. Right? And L'chayr, just saying the word Shema, the Aruch HaShulchan also has this Shtikl Torah, I think in Kuf Yud, right? In Aruch HaShulchan, Kuf Yud, the Aruch HaShulchan has this Shtikl Torah also, that maybe, as long as you begin beforehand, that's enough. What about Hefsek Tahara? Is beginning sufficient, or do you have to finish before the end, before Shkia? Rabbi Forst, page 170 is Mekel. Page 170, page 57. Rabbi Forst says, Mekel, all you have to do is begin before Shkia. Mishmeres HaTahara, page 76, is Machmir. Now, L'cha'ora, this might depend on what's the din of Hefsek Tahara. Is Hefsek Tahara that I need a Yediyah V'adoyis? If I need a Yediyah V'adoyis, L'cha'ora, if I just insert the cloth into my vagina before Shkia, I don't have any idea until I take the cloth out, and it takes, 30 seconds. We have to ask our wives how long a Hefsek Tahara takes. But it could be. Sometimes your mamish down to the wire, it is entirely impossible. But Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, Chelek Beis Yerideh Siman Ayin Tes, notes that the minhag of women is that they do a Hefsek Tahara, they put the cloth in, then they take it out, they check the cloth, and then they stick another cloth in as their mochtahuk. And Rav Moshe's bothered, how can they do it that way? They could really simplify the process and just take that same cloth and leave it in the vagina and take it out. So someone suggested to Rav Moshe that maybe it's because you need a yediyah v'adayas before shkiyah. Rav Moshe says, nah, that's not the pshat. It's not that you need a yediyah v'adayas. Rather, it's after Moshe, it's just that the woman wants to make sure that the cloth isn't dirty, because if it's dirty, she wants to be able to do another hafsek tahara before shkiyah. That's Rav Moshe's kashya. So Rav Moshe argues that this din of yediyah v'adayas is really not correct. If that's l'choruk, if that's pshat, so then one could argue that just beginning a hafsek tahara should help. There is a discussion, the Chazon Ish writes, that you shouldn't do one bedika right after the other because it doesn't change anything. Right? If you were ever bleeding and you wiped it off, so it's going to be clean for a few seconds, and right then it bleeds again later. So the second bedika fight happens right after the first bedika. That's garnished and garnished. In 5 according, the Balei HaShulchan is inclined, I believe it's on page 290, the Bible is inclined that no, that this is now quoted in any of the classical poskim, and the new din that's invented in the Chazon Ish says revival mistama, and someone before him should have said it if it would be correct, and therefore revival paskins that you can be able to do bedika immediately after. Immediately after bedika. Now, question: let's say a woman does a bedika first thing in the morning, and the bedika is okay as hafsek tahara. Does she have to do another bedika later in the day for hafsek tahara? Is there an inyan that l'chatchila, but the Ramah uses the word l'chatchila, I counted three times in this se'if, by kufzadi bavalef. So do I assume that l'chatchila I should do a bedika later on, and therefore do another one, or not? So Hanur Lafiyani is stating that we should not do another bedika later in the day. There's no need to do so, and one could argue it should not be done. The reason I would say not to do it is both practical and lomdical. Lomdashakal. Right? The practical reason is the more bedikas you do, the more likely you are to scratch yourself. Especially if your vagina is somewhat dry, you could end up scratching yourself a bit. And then we don't want to have to deal with those shilas. We don't want to deal with that. Right? Even though the Mishnah writes in the second parak that Ko Yad Hamar Mam Livdai Harizim Meshubach, we pass in by ferret. This man has every passing that Kol Yad Hamar Mam Livdai Harizim Meguna. Do as few bedikas as possible. That's just practical. As a matter of halacha, I would argue that there's more to it. Yishla Ayin, is Hafsek Tahara a mitzvah or a matir? Is there a mitzvah to do a Hafsek Tahara? Or is it just a hefsek tahara is a matir that allows me to begin shiva nikiyam? Pashtus says it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, so then there's a taisus in nida nafsam of love that Rav Shecht always talks about, that there's no din of lechatchilos by a matir. By a mitzvah, I could say there's a lechatchila, no? If you assume that by shkita you have the lechatchila shech the entire simon, b'diyeved, Shkita Asroi helps, no? But that's because we're assuming that Shkita is a mitzvah. By a mitzvah, I could speak about l'chatzilus and b'diyevetz. By a matir, I can't talk about l'chatzilus and b'diyevetz. So, the Kitzur Hama'asa, these are some of the points I wanted to make in the sugya, and should have a good day. Have a good day, a good Shabbos. I mentioned